Good morning, everyone. It's 9:20. The Mary Griffith Show is supposed to start at 9:15. Have you noticed it never does? That's okay. We're going to keep it on the books because I want to get paid that extra 5 minutes. But we have a lot on the community calendar, and people want to hear about that, too. A woman who has no downtime because she has a purse full of tangled-up jewelry that she says during her downtime, she's going to untangle all of her bracelets and necklaces that are tangled up, is Katie Kimber. Good morning from the United Way. Hey, it's exciting. I have my United Way shirt on today.
I love it.
This is the 2024 edition for the 2025 campaign. It's very exciting. This year, the United Way is doing things a little bit differently, but you're not quite halfway through your campaign. But here we are in November. You should be halfway through your campaign. The United Way campaign used to be in October. Man, October, start, finish, done.
Really?
Now Oh, yeah. When I was a youngin'. Oh, before, when you were just a glint in the eye. But now, you know, it starts in like August and it goes all the way till May, it seems like sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is it's harder and harder to contact donors and to really tell the United Way message. So do we have an update today about where we are in the scheme of things?
Yeah, we're about midway through our campaign. We have, honestly, this is my first campaign. So this has been an eye-opening experience for me. I've gotten to meet so many fantastic community members. I've gotten to partner with so many businesses that maybe I just didn't really know what they did in the past. And I've gotten to go in and I've gotten to tell them what I do with the United Way and what we're doing. But I've also gotten to meet a lot of great people through it. So
yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you know, all these businesses, what does Quincy Soybean do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it has something to do with soybeans. Duh. What does Craig Industries do?
Yeah.
What really goes on at Knapheide Manufacturing? What goes on? You know, and you're right. We drive by these big employers every day, and we know maybe a neighbor or somebody who works there, and maybe we maybe know what they do. But for most of us, we don't understand what the United Way does, and we certainly don't understand the inner workings of the businesses. So you're in a unique spot.
Yeah.
You get to be educated, and you get to educate them. So it's business helping business.
Yeah, I got to spend a whole day at places like Fibro, Knapheide. I got to sit in on Gates Air's their lunch hours. And I have to tell you, I have met some incredible community members that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really get out, honestly, that much. But I've gotten to meet some great people that I probably wouldn't have met otherwise. So alone from what we're doing out in the community, it's a really big thank you to all of those businesses who have opened their doors to us to either run a campaign or share some of our programs. It's a great partnership, and I can't stress my appreciation enough for that.
You're about 50% through as far as chronological time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an update on how much money you've raised?
We're at around $400,000 right now.
Okay.
So we're getting there. We're still waiting on some of our bigger campaigns to come through, but we're getting there, and we're really excited this year. A lot of our numbers have gone up or stayed the same, which is really exciting. I don't know if you've seen our campaign video this year. It's not necessarily as flashy and fun, but it's very informational, and it really just tells you what we do, and I think that's helping because we want people to trust us. I mean, I know times are tough for everyone, and people don't want to just hand out money or donate money. So we want them to trust where their money's going. So our video this year really explains our resource reinvestment process. As you know, not an easy process. Our campaigning process, how we get our money to our partners, and our programs that we offer. So this year for us is more so about building that trust with our business partners and also within our community. And I think we're doing a really good job of that this year, trying to be more informative rather than flashy and just build those relationships. And I think it's working. We've had a really successful campaign so far.
One of the things, you know, I'm waiting for a percentage, but there won't be a percentage this year because you did not make an actual, this is our goal monetarily.
Yes.
It was, we want to rebuild our relationship with the community, get that trust factor and get it really solid and secure. And if we make $1 million, great. If we don't, okay, we'll build on tomorrow. So you're at 400,000,
mm-hmm.
which in the olden days would be about 40% or
yeah.
a little bit less than 40% of the campaign goal. Obviously, you have a lot to do.
Oh,
it is
yeah.
a hill to climb. Just because you didn't set a goal doesn't mean, well, if we only make $10,000 this year. No. You've got to make enough money because let's just talk about one of the great things that you're doing, for example, which, you know, people are always talking about what are we going to do to get children's test scores up, what their reading scores up, their math scores up. Well, a lot of it starts when they're little bitty itty bitties.
Mm-hmm.
Having them hear language, having them read along with mom and pop, even if they don't read the words, they know the story. And the Dolly Parton Imagination Library has come to Adams County. Every child in Adams County is entitled to a free book every month. Now, I don't know why 100% of the people haven't signed up for this, but I bet they haven't.
No, they haven't. We're actually at about, so there's 4,000 kids eligible in Adams County. We're a little over 1,500 right now. And we have, I mean, I've sat in businesses and signed employees' children up, and I know they come in and they're so excited. I was at Gates Air during their lunch hour just signing their employees up, and it was wonderful. I had employees coming up, and they had all this information written down to sign their kids up. Super easy to do. It's on our website, but it's so beneficial, that early literature. I mean, we've seen it in other counties. We've seen it, I mean, nationwide. If your kid is exposed to reading and you're reading to them and you're inspiring that love of reading early, the test scores are going to go up. And this is our first year, so you can't see results right away, obviously, but we hope to.
But there's evidence based from other counties. I mean, this is not, they didn't invent this. Dolly Parton, who is a well-known philanthropist, this woman puts money into things that work.
Yes.
She figures it out. And she said, hey, if the number one thing to get kids' literacy scores up is to have more books in their hands and have, whether it be their own parents or an older brother or sister, or just they look at the pictures and get them in a book and reading, that's what we need. And so from birth, literally, and of course you said, well, baby can't read a book, but mom and dad can read a book too, baby, and it can have a fuzzy worm or a fuzzy sheep or here's the bear, here's what the whale feels like. We've all seen these books. Mm-hmm. They cost 20 or 30 bucks.
Yeah.
You get it free every month.
And it's a new one every month as well. And they're also age dependent. So if you have a six-month-old and a three-year-old, they will not get the same book, which is super exciting. And they change the books year to year. So you're not just going to have a collection of maybe 50, The Little Engine That Could, great book, but you're not going to have all those. You're going to get a variety of books. Your child is going to build this library, so you get books for your six-month-old. Well, by the time they're three or four, they can go back and they can read from their library that they've grown, and you don't have to pay a cent for it.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So that's one thing the Adams County United Way is doing. They have partnered with Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and again, there is absolutely no reason why every child should not be signed up for this. Homeschooled, whatever. Like homeschool when you're a baby. But, I mean, it's you basically aren't really going to school yet.
Yeah.
This is building those skills so that when they get to pre-K, when they get to kindergarten, first and second grade, they've got this. And they can go home and read their favorite books over and over and over again because they get 12 a year till they're five. Do the math. That's 60 books. Now, you get 60 books, your little brother and sister get 60 books. Pretty soon, you know, there's families that will have 200 or 300 books on the shelf, and there's just no reason not to sign up. So go to the United Way website. If you live in Adams County, that's the caveat. You have to live in Adams County. This book will come, and your kids will get mail once a month.
They get super excited about it.
Exciting. What are some of the other things that are new this year for the United Way?
So it's not new, but we're working right now on our Good News of Christmas program. I'm sure you're familiar with that as well. I love your involvement in the past, especially because you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we're working on our Good News of Christmas program. So we're accepting donations, and that can even be a donation of your time. If you like gift wrapping, join us at the community center now, the mall.
Town Center.
Town Center.
Town Center Community Center.
And we have a Good News of Christmas. We're setting up a workshop all through December. So we'll be wrapping gifts, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these families. And when we say it's the family Christmas, it really is.
They may need a set of tires.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about it is, there are plenty of programs, and they're great. Toys for Tots is fabulous. The Salvation Army, Angel Tree, it's fabulous. But there are some families who are in desperate need. And around Christmas time, when we're in the mood to give anyway, I mean, listen, if I was 7 years old and I got a set of tires for Dad's Oldsmobile, I'd be disappointed and crying. But if I'm the dad, and now I have a set of tires that I can go to work and provide for my family, I mean, oh my gosh, thank you, Rudolph, for coming down the chimney with that. So every family that the Good News of Christmas is chosen, they're vetted and chosen, and they all have very individual needs. So
yes,
there may be something you have that you could donate that this family could use. Clothing, bedding, furniture. I mean, the sky's the limit. People have wanted appliances. They've needed tires.
They've done refrigerators. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about it is the whole family. So we asked the parents what they want for Christmas. We asked what they need around the household. We have, I think, 34 cases this year. They're all listed on the Good News of Christmas website and the Good News of Christmas Facebook page. But if you can adopt a family and you can provide the gifts that they're looking for, and I mean, we fundraise for that as well. That doesn't come from our campaign, but that's a whole separate kind of program.
Right. I know the Young Professionals just had a bartender night.
Yes, that was so fun.
There's lots of ways that the Good News of Christmas campaign, it's now under the overarching umbrella of the United Way, but the campaign has been going, before the United Way took it over, the campaign was going for years, and basically the premise is the same. Families that are in dire need of something. And, you know, when you think about it, we're all so blessed. We don't think about, well, I've got a job now, but gee whiz, I have to drive to get to work because there's no bus at 4 o'clock in the morning. And if I could just have a $25 gift card from the gas station.
Yeah.
Just
the weirdest little stuff.
You know, I mean, Santa Claus doesn't bring a gallon of gas down the chimney, but he can. You know, I mean, it's interesting because this is the time of year when people want to lift others up out of a poverty situation, and enabling them with a set of clothing or a set of work boots or gasoline for their car or tires for their car, something that will get them to a productive state. The United Way wants to give a hand up,
yes,
not a handout.
Yes, exactly. A lot of our families are working, and it's that Alice group where they're one disaster or one flat tire, one occurrence away from, okay, you can't get to work, now what? And it's those families that maybe they are living paycheck to paycheck, and Christmas would just stretch them way too thin this year. And so we want to provide that for them. We want to make sure that, okay, we're not worried about presents this year, because we're worried about putting food on the table. So we want to help them out, because, I mean, they deserve a Christmas too.
Alice, my brother and I were talking about this the other day. What does it stand for?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me.
Asset limited,
income constrained, employed.
Employed.
Yes.
We couldn't get the E. Asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Yes.
So these people have a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not somebody,
sometimes two or
it's
three.
Not somebody sitting around on welfare, because I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the welfare queens. You know, that is such a small percentage of the population. And honey, they're getting a job. They don't have a job on the books. They're selling drugs or doing something. Nobody is just sitting around. Everybody's got some way to make money. But asset limited, income constrained. So that means they don't make a lot of money even though they're working. And they don't have a Mercedes-Benz that they get to tune up every month. They have got just enough. And when the tires go out on the car, or when the windshield breaks, or when something happens, they are in big trouble.
When they have a big medical bill even, I mean, it's people that are working 2 to 3 jobs just trying to make ends meet. And honestly, we're in today's day and age, we're all closer to being Alice than we are to being anything else. And it's something that's very scary, but when you look at the statistics, it's very, it's something that's really in your face, and you want to help those people, because maybe if that Christmas bonus goes towards the savings instead of gifts for the kids this year, because we were able to provide gifts, that's something that is important to us.
Santa brought us natural gas to heat our home. But it has to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to run out of time. I love talking with you, Katie Kimber.
Yeah,
so
you too.
You've already raised $400,000. It's been pledged. If people want to give to the United Way, if they want to give to the Good News of Christmas campaign, that's kind of a separate thing. If they want to sign their kids up for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, please do. God, I'm almost tempted to make up a kid because, you know, I just want to get in the program so bad. Or if they want to make a campaign contribution. The website really is the funnel for all of
them. Yep, just go to our website. You can see the Good News of Christmas. You can go and see all the stories if you want to adopt a family, if you want to register your child for Good News or for Dolly Parton Imagination Library. There's a link there. If you want to donate to our campaign, you can do it there as well. So our website is the one place for all of it. Or stop by our office anytime. We just painted our walls. So
okay, United Way of Adams County. And, of course, there's United Way of Mark Twain area. There's United Way in Iowa. Give to the one. It stays in your community.
It does.
So you definitely, definitely want to support your local United Way. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Katie.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
We're going to talk about Thanksgiving and Shop Small Saturday and lighting up Washington Park in just a moment. But first, let's head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening on the farm markets today. Brought to you by Quincy Mac Sales and Service and by Rex Battery. We are back, 940, Talk Radio 930, WTAD. Brianna Rivera is here, and she is a dynamo and a spark plug, and she's the director of the district. And so one of the things we're going to definitely talk about is light the park this Saturday night and shop small Saturday. But just to show that the busy executive professional woman, her life is not always flawless and easy.
No.
Would you like to share with the general WTAD listening audience about your wardrobe malfunction?
Yes. I am so happy to give everybody a laugh this morning because I walked in here realizing that my shirt has been inside out all morning. And I gave a presentation to the Optimist Club. Great club, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All while my shirt is inside out. I noticed that moments before stepping into the studio, and now I can't stop looking at it.
Well, it's
oh
so
my
funny
gosh.
Because I think I might have noticed, but if she hadn't told me, I wouldn't have. Because some women have a hidden placard for the buttons down the front, but you just happen to have your shirt on inside out.
Yep.
And leave it to the optimist to always be optimistic and not say, hey, lady.
And I will say about 90% of them are men, so could be that they just had no idea.
They were too busy looking at your beautiful
face. If they did notice, I thank them.
To notice that your shirt.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But it's happened. I mean, it's happened to me. And I've been here, you know, and right. My guest on the Mary Griffith Show said, did anybody tell you this morning that your shirt's on inside out? And I sat here with a male coworker all morning, you know. No, that dork didn't even notice. But,
so
anyway.
I just can't believe it.
So now the question becomes, Brianna Rivera, will you wear your shirt inside out for the entire rest of the day? Or will you correct this mistake?
Well, I know this is going to be a hot button topic issue at the upcoming city council meeting, so I'm going to have to really think long and hard about this. Luckily, I have a restroom in my office, and I might make the change later this afternoon.
Okay.
I have a couple of appointments. I don't know if I can squeeze it in, but I'm going to do my best for the district.
But if you have an appointment today with Brianna... the only thing that really gives it away, because she's wearing an all-black shirt, and you really can't tell that it's inside out, because like I said, some placards are hidden. But there's a big white, you know, tag on the
my
side.
My little 100%
you know?
Polyester
tag. Yeah, a little 100%
tag,
polyester tag. Do not remove under penalty of law, you know. If you just cut that off, you'd probably be okay. Well, enough about your wardrobe malfunction, and it's just fantastic, and it just goes to show we're all busy this time of year, and we're all trying to find the right Christmas gift. We're also, to the best of our ability, trying to help our local economy. And there's no better way to help the local economy than Small Business Saturday, which is always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Go to your local shops, your locally owned shop, the district, and buy your gifts on Saturday at the district, and there's all kinds of fun things happening all day long.
Oh, yes. So this Saturday especially, I mean, this is the American Express holiday, but we really take that and run with it this Saturday in the district. Inside and outside of the district, shopping small is very important. We've had a lot of a lot of big companies come to the city, which is super exciting. But we also have to remember that there are so many small businesses, locally owned businesses, small businesses, family owned businesses inside of the district that are very important to support all year round. But especially, I think this day gives it a little bit more of a voice. In fact, my Inside Out shirt, I must say, is from 644 Main. So if anybody sees me today. Whether they want to be, yes, I know, with my fashion faux pas.
A reversible shirt. I have a skirt that you can wear either way.
I'll just grab that pair of scissors, cut the tag.
You get that scissors, cut that tag off, and you've got two
shirts. And I'll just wear it today. Yeah.
You know, just, but, oh my gosh. But, you know, this is the one thing, you know, I'm not going to say I've never bought anything on Amazon. Well, I'm going to say I've never bought anything on Amazon. I have to have my friends help me because I'm so, I can't do anything on the, I'm so technologically retarded. But I have bought a few things on Amazon that my friends have helped me buy.
Oh, sure.
But now I'm encouraged that we're getting an Amazon distribution center because at least some of that money is coming back.
Yes.
But this is, you know, when I go places like Domestics, et cetera, or 644 Main, or I get a gift card to the Quincy Brewing Company or to 8 Open, you know, Plot Daddies, whatever. When you, Brew House, you know, I can't name them all, but when you go to Udry Jewelry, when you go and you know, shop, even at Genie Shop, you know, on Main Street, when you find something that's a gift for someone else or for yourself, that is down in the district and local, that dollar or $10 or $20 that you give them goes in their cash register. But then they pay their employees who then spend that money. They to buy new inventory, so they spend more money. That money turns around and turns around and churns around. And since sales tax, whether we like it or not, is so critical to the operation of our city, the more you spend locally, the less property tax you'll have to pay.
Yes, and it's a very important note to make because I don't think a lot of people connect the dots that way. Sometimes it can be very expensive to shop small, and I think I know a lot of people understand that, but the importance of this holiday is to really shine a light on these small businesses and say, hey, these are here. We know variety is the spice of life. Not every small business in Quincy is going to have all of your daily needs or weekly needs, but
it's fun to go...
Yes.
Shop to shop.
Exactly,
to shop.
Because you never know what you're going to find, first of all.
You might find an Inside Out shirt.
You might have an Inside Out shirt at one of the boutiques on Main Street.
Could I wear
reversible.
This Inside Out? Would that be a trend? And they'd say, yes,
if I accidentally
Rivera
wear this Inside
has,
Out.
You know, it's better than the puppy shirt that Jerry Seinfeld wore.
Which kind of looks like that today, too, anyway. Isn't that fun?
You are. Yeah. You're very fun. Very tight at the wrist.
Yeah, very puffy
very
shirt Seinfeld.
Glowing.
Yes, very nice.
Either
and
you have been
out.
Working out and your biceps are like enormous and you're jacked, you know.
No, it's just my Inside Out shirt.
But
just, anyway.
You know, you can walk all around the district on Saturday. Just
yes,
walk all around.
Have deals.
Visit all the things. Yep. They've all got deals. You're going to see gift items there that you're not going to be able to get at the big box place. Because the big box place, well, it's usually cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's also mass produced. And if you want to get somebody something that... you thought about them, and it's something that's very personal to them, especially some things can be personalized with, the, you know, initials or with, you know, a saying. This is the place to shop in the district.
It is.
And when you're done shopping, you can take your packages back to the car, lock them in the trunk, and then go down to the park because hot cocoa, cookies, and Santa Claus.
And Santa, although I will say at Light the Park, the Grinch found out about our tradition. He's not very happy about it.
He wants to ruin it?
He wants to ruin it.
But I bet we can change him into a good Grinch.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
See, there's two Grinches. You know, there's beginning Grinch, and then there's the Grinch at the end.
End, yeah.
And then he heard it started out small, but it started to grow.
Exactly. So he's rumored to be a surprise guest this Saturday. But yes, Light the Park, 5:30 p.m. start time. And we will have free cookies and cocoa thanks to Cole Wholesale. And Plat Daddy Barbecue will be there if you need some dinner right on the spot. Shots Fired Coffee Company will be there. We're doing a donation drive for Toys for Tots at the same time. Donate a new, or I think it's a new unwrapped toy. and you'll get a little raffle ticket to win some district gift certificates.
Good.
So
good.
So that's pretty fun. We'll have some music. Santa will be there, of course, in his house until the end of the night. So, yeah, and the light display, oh, my gosh. All
and
I have to say
TNT,
is it's going to be good.
TNT Golf Cars and Motorsports is sponsoring that, as well as Craig Industries.
As well as Craig right? Industries. So they are doing a lot of work in the park. This is my first year doing a light the
is
park.
Is it their employee? See, this is an interesting thing. This is a public park.
Mm-hmm.
This is Washington Park, administered not by the city of Quincy, but by the Quincy Park District.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the park district that puts up the lights? Or do
no.
you put, no, you have to, because the park
yes.
district says, hey, we love it, but we don't have the manpower to
oh
do something.
Oh my gosh,
like this.
No. So it is all the district. So our presenting sponsors, TNT Golf Cart and Motorsports and Craig Industries. And Craig Industries puts up all the up high lights with their tools and their things and they're, you know, the
up high Craig down low.
Oh,
Jamie.
Yeah. And then Jason really
Jamie
though.
And Jason down low and up high Craig Industries,
which is true. But no, I will say a big shout out to Jason and all of our volunteers that have been putting lights because it takes a lot of manpower.
And I bet they're glad they
so
got
much.
Most of it done before it turns frigidly cold.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
So the lights will go on for the first time Saturday night approximately 5:30. You know, dark will have fallen.
Yes, approximately. We'll probably do the countdown a little after 6. So it gives you some time to kind of get to, but I say get there at 5:30 with the kiddos.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Because
mm-hmm.
Santa will be coming and we
Santa
don't want to
coming.
Miss.
We
How
don't
is he
miss
arriving?
By his sleigh.
By his
of
sleigh.
Course.
Well, of
yeah.
course.
By his
I
sleigh.
I didn't know. Sometimes he rides on a fire truck and sometimes he runs in a
oh,
golf
that
car.
That is true. No, this one, he has a
Santa
sleigh.
He loves to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's down here in Quincy, people probably don't know this, but he's very busy right now. But he gets
yep.
with Jason Trader and he says, hey, I need a new golf car for the North Pole Golf Club.
Yes.
Of course, up there in the summer. That's what he does to keep
mm-hmm.
in shape.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And I don't think a lot of people do
don't
know
think
that.
A lot of people do know that. But I'm pretty close friends with Mrs. Santa Claus. So she's like, oh, my gosh. I never see him in the winter. And then I'm a golf widow on the weekends all summer long.
So. Oh, well, yeah.
But,
that happens.
So this is just really exciting. So basically, the district is providing this. The businesses of the district are providing this free of charge as a thank you to our entire community.
Yep.
And the lights will be on every night. They come on kind of at dusk. Are they
yeah,
on
it's an
automatic
a timer.
Timer?
Yep.
And then they go off when?
I think it's a dawn to dusk, really.
Okay.
So, but they'll go on. We usually go through all the month of December up until early January,
mm-hmm.
and then
well, January 6th is kind of the end of the Christmas
yeah,
season.
Yeah, exactly.
Day of Christmas. So
mm-hmm.
if you can keep them up through the Epiphany, that'd be great. I can tell when I've got to work late because the lights are off. So I love to come down and, you know, one of the great things
mm-hmm.
about working in downtown Quincy, which is weird, nobody's down here at this time of night,
oh,
or
yeah.
morning, I should say, but every once in a while, I get to see the beautifully lit park that is nobody's in it.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
so it's really
kind of get your own show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of get my own little private show. Thank you, Craig Industries, TNT Golf. I really appreciate it. So how are things with the district? You know, last night the city council passed a beautification measure,
mm-hmm.
Leffers Landscaping got
yes.
the contract for the next 4 years. Again, the promenade is done now. The trees are in. The park benches are in. It's done.
Yeah.
Is that other part of 6th Street? When's that going to be open?
So it is currently open.
It is
yeah.
currently open.
It
I just haven't
done.
Been up over the hill.
Yeah.
Okay, so everything is done on 6th Street and
yeah.
ready to go.
Ready to go. I think they might be doing some planters, putting in some planters,
mm-hmm.
but nothing that would disrupt flow
right.
or closing
well, I know
the streets again.
Try to get that done.
Yeah.
I'm sure before this week,
oh.
before Thanksgiving, I'm sure they made
yes.
every effort to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
As far as vacancies, sometimes we feel like it's two steps up, one step back.
Mm-hmm.
How is it going with properties that are vacant in the district? What are you doing to fill those properties?
So a pretty good update. So I think it's that building on 5th and Hampshire. Is it Heimer and Associates used to be in there? That's actually just purchased. So right along the corner. Right now it's a lot of working closely with other property owners that have connections within the district
not at
to get
5th and Hampshire. That would be it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It,
yeah, 5th and...
It is, because this
mm-hmm.
is 4th. It is. Heimer and Associates
yes.
building to 5th
okay,
and Hampshire.
So you know what I'm talking about there.
Mary, don't argue with your guest. I think she knows where the place is.
Yeah,
well,
the
I
girl...
I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The girl with the inside out
yeah,
shirt,
and
yeah.
Heimer and Associates is my... Oh, there you go. So I go there all the time. Well, no wonder my taxes are always late. I'm going to the wrong corner. So the Hyman Associates building is what? Tell me about this.
So they just got purchased, and I saw that they had, it's Connect Child and Family Services that will be moving in there. So very exciting. But really it is, with the district itself, we work closely with the current property owners that kind of have their eye on, you know, purchasing other buildings, or and a lot of times we'll just get intake of people that are like, well, you know, I'm wanting to start a business or I'm wanting to do this. And we have to give them resources to be successful first. So our connection with the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce is pretty vital, or Greta, to start up the business. They have a business startup guide. So we kind of try to filter them through that process first and then say, okay, here we go. But, you know, a lot of businesses will come to me and just say, hey, we're looking to move in, or they're looking to buy a different spot. Or,
I mean,
you know,
it's like it's a perfect back and forth. So people that own property in the district say, hey, a tenant's moving out. Brianna, if you hear anything, we want to fill the space. Or somebody comes in and says, I really want to start up a business. You say, hey, guess what? I happen to know three properties that are right now available, whether they suit your needs or not, but I know it. So Greta, the district, and the chamber work very well together. I know that Troika is really, really, really good at working together. And it just seems to me that, like, a lot of really great things are happening now in the district.
Yes.
And one of the things that's happening is, we talk about business a lot, business a lot, business a lot, but more and more apartments or dwellings. Because I've noticed around town, you can just see where the line is drawn. You know, the city has this program now that if you live in a certain district or you have property in a certain district, you can get all this money to fix it up to be a rental property. And you can just drive around kind of the district area, which is a lot bigger than just 6th and Main. I mean, that's where it's focused, but it spreads out very much from there. You're going to see a lot of apartment buildings, upstairs, lofts, and stuff like that being developed, because there's an incentive now to try to get people to infill. Because let's face it, you don't have to run a new water line. The street's already there. The fire protection's already set up. I mean, our central fire station can serve that. So the housing is going to spur more business, too.
Oh, yeah, and it's an upswing, because when you have development like the 6th Street Promenade, really the start of that project and the completion of that project has really jump-started the Illinois State Bank building to want to, you know, commit to that area, make it really wonderful, and it's just going to spread. And, you know, we have two of the biggest, some of the biggest employers right in the district, Blessing Health and Quincy Medical Group, and it's like, you know, they want their young doctors or whoever to live downtown and experience downtown. So I think we're going to see a steady upswing of that development bringing in
more
rentals.
They all have
rentals
to eat, and they might want to shop.
Yeah.
Okay, there's lots going on. Light the Park is this Saturday, and Shop Small Saturday, is this Saturday. Even I can remember that. The district, all the shops are participating. There'll be dozens of places where you can go for refreshment, for craft gifts, for unusual purchases that you can't get anywhere else. Think outside the box. Get something that is very unique to our area, and then plan to eat dinner downtown and stay for the lighting at the park. The lights will probably go on around 6 o'clock, but be downtown at 5:30 for the cookies and the hot cocoa and the excitement of Santa Claus arriving and everything. Thank you so much. Anything
of
I forgot?
Of course. No, I think we're good until next time.
Got it. Okay, whenever that next time will be, because who knows?
It's the holidays.
Christmas really screws up the Mary Griffith Show schedule. You know, it's surprising the number of people that don't want to come on the 25th, even if that's
really?
The day they always come.
It's like, there must be something going on that day. Yeah,
I'll be home in my, well, I'll be here, but then I'm going to go home and get my pajamas on and enjoy what Santa Claus brought me, if I don't get a lump of coal. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.